Okay, so I have no financial relationships to disclose. First, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Rick Brown and Joelle Wallstein, who is a wonderful graduate student who's working with us. And also, I thought I should mention the major funders of the California Health Interview Survey, including the California Department of Public Health and Healthcare Services, the California Endowment, the National Cancer Institute, Kaiser Permanente, and First Five California. Okay, so as other folks have mentioned earlier in this session, there's been a growing interest in, as well as demand for, local level data on population health. And the reason for this is really because this type of data can be very helpful in crafting policy, both to improve public health and make changes to health care. It can really highlight both the existence of current problems as well as opportunities for improvement, and it can be used to guide local action in support of policy changes and also program improvement. In this presentation, I'm going to talk about three examples in which CHIST data was used to inform policy or in some cases program development. The first is related to work that resulted in changing the food environment in a community in Los Angeles. The second is some work that Sonoma County has been doing to monitor health conditions and behaviors for their county, for particularly directed towards policy audiences. And the third example is related to how CHIST was used in developing and advocating for proposals in state-level healthcare reform, as well as at the federal level. So a little bit of information about CHIST. As Barry mentioned, it is the nation's largest ongoing state health survey. We currently have five waves of data available, both public access data as well as restricted access data, which includes geographic identifiers. There are large sample sizes, approximately 50,000 households collected in each wave. And CHIST provides health information on a number of health topics for the general population at the state level as well as most counties in California. And the survey was really designed to support policy analysis to be used for state program planning, county program planning, as well as advocacy. And so we really work hard to get the data out there so that people can use it to understand and measure health needs of California's population. It captures the ethnic diversity of the state, the geographic diversity of the state, as well as socioeconomic diversity. Another unique aspect of CHIST is that it's geocoded, so it allows linkage to external data sets. So turning to the first example, in 2008, the Los Angeles City Council enacted a moratorium preventing the establishment of new fast food outlets in South Los Angeles. CHIST data was cited in this effort as evidence for why this change should be made. In a report called Design for Disease, we looked at the relationship between the food environment and health outcomes, specifically obesity, and diabetes. And in this report, we linked CHIST data with information on the food environment, specifically different types of food outlets and where they were located around where people live. We conducted a statewide analysis just looking at this association, and we found that people who live in less healthy food environments have higher rates of obesity and higher rates of diabetes. And this relationship was independent of age, gender, race, individual income, as well as neighborhood level income. In addition to the state level analysis, we also provided county level information about the food environment as well as rates of obesity and diabetes, with the hope that this information could be used to support local action. And we were approached after this report was released by an advocacy group who was working in South Los Angeles, who was interested in data sub-county level. And they said, do you have any information looking at the differences within Los Angeles County about the food environment and obesity rates and diabetes rates. Because Los Angeles County is a large county, we actually are able to look at sub-county information. And we produce these maps for the folks who are working on this issue. The map on your left shows the food environment in Los Angeles County, and the dark red areas represent less healthy food environments. And then the map on the right represents rates of overweight and obesity in Los Angeles County, where the darker areas represent higher rates of overweight and obesity. And you'll notice that the same areas with the worst food environments also have the highest rates of obesity. Can you go to the next slide? And a similar pattern, although not quite as good of a matchup for rates of diabetes. So again, on the left is the same food environment map, but on the right, rates of diabetes. And you'll see that South Los Angeles, which is where the moratorium was enacted, actually has the highest rates of diabetes in Los Angeles County. And that information was used by the groups advocating and by the Los Angeles City Council to provide evidence for why this moratorium would be a good idea. Okay, now turning to the second example. Sonoma County's Network of Care for Healthier Communities uses CHIST data along with other data sources to monitor chronic health conditions and health behaviors and other kinds of health outcomes, and to put that information into a format that is easily interpretable for a policy audience. They created the community dashboard to display this information in a visually appealing way. And so what they did was develop these little gauges to provide a visual representation of how Sonoma County is doing in comparison to other counties. The three-colored dial represents the distribution of values of the counties in California, where the green represents the highest quarter, or the best top 25% of the counties. The yellow represents the middle of the distribution, and then the red represents the bottom 25%, the counties that are doing relatively worse. And you'll see that in terms of obesity, Sonoma County is in the green, meaning they're doing better than most of the counties in the state. But in terms of teens engaging in regular physical activity, Sonoma County is in the red, so they're doing worse than many other counties in the state. And then turning to the last example, CHIST and healthcare reform. CHIST data was used by both sides in California who were arguing for or against health care reform. And CHIST was really used as a common data set to both define the problem, to craft different policy proposals, and then to assess and compare those proposals. So for example, in state-level health care reform, the 2007 California Health Interview Survey was used to look at the state level, how many people are uninsured in California and what proportion of residents are uninsured. That information was also looked at by county, and this information was particularly important for counties as they tried to determine the potential impacts of healthcare reform on county programs and services. CHIST data was also used to assess uninsured rates among the undocumented immigrant population at both the state level and the county level. And again, this information was particularly important for the counties because they used this to estimate their anticipated contribution to health care coverage for undocumented immigrants who, for the most part, would not be eligible for coverage under health care reform. And finally, the state-level data that was included in the State of Health Insurance in California report was cited by the Senate Majority Leader when making arguments for passing health care reform at the federal level. So research using population health survey data can be used to both assess and improve community health. But the kinds of policy and program impacts that I talked about here were facilitated by a number of factors that are somewhat unique to CHIS. First of all, was the availability of sub-state level data. So our ability to look at both statewide analysis, but also county level, and in some cases sub-county level analysis, provides some very useful information for folks who are trying to make policy changes. The other factor is the strategic approach to dissemination. So Rick mentioned earlier that CHIS spends 20% of its budget on dissemination. And this is a very strategic decision because just collecting the data is often not good enough to actually facilitate and bring about any sort of policy change. The data and also research findings have to be accessible to policymakers and advocates who don't have the time or ability or resources to do those kinds of analyses themselves. And finally, if you are interested in more information about the California Health Interview Survey, you can go to the CHIS website, www.chis.ucla.edu, where there is a host of information about CHIS, the kinds of information that's on the survey, methodology information, and how you can get access to the data if you're interested in using it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sue.